This is Beyond the Weather. I'm Dan Bross with Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy Climate Specialist Rick Toman. Cold air inversions are common in Fairbanks during the winter, with wind the recipe to break them up. Rick, what do we know about this process?
Turns out that even a small amount of wind is enough to disrupt that temperature inversion. And so with the use of infrared images from polar orbiting satellites, you can see these changes in the surface temperature quite readily, show very clearly the cold air pooled in the valley and then the significantly warmer hills. But when that wind starts to blow and breaks up the temperature inversion, or at least weakens it, the infrared pictures have a much more smeared out look, and you can't really pick out the valleys and the hills nearly as well. And that's because the temperature is much more uniform across the area when the wind's blowing and mixing up that valley and warmer air at higher elevation. Now, interestingly, the infrared satellite pictures aren't very good at helping determine how strong that wind is. It might be 40 miles an hour, like at Delta sometimes in the Tananaw Valley Jet, or it may be 6 miles an hour. All you can see is the temperature, in this case of the ground, if it's clear, and doesn't take much wind to break up that inversion, especially when the inversion is very strong.
How rapid can that temperature change be?
Sometimes this can be quite dramatic. Most folks have probably experienced time when winds were calm, temperatures say 20 below, and the wind picks up, snow's blowing out of the trees, and you look at the temperature and, oh my gosh, it's up to zero in just 1 hour.
And typically welcome relief from extreme cold at the valley level. Thanks, Rick. Beyond the Weather is a cooperative production of KUAC and the Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy at the University of Alaska Fairbanks.